This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I saw Solana shove so much food into his mouth during that commercial break. I actually thought it was the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. We still got an hour to go. What are you eating there?
I'm hungry.
Oh, man.
What are you eating all commercial break there? You're just shoving food into your mouth.
I'm eating a protein bar.
Oh, what are you eating? Oh, a kind bar.
Yeah, you gotta get a little pieces, a little more protein in there. Yeah,
I have a feeling like there's a bag of chips down there too, and he's just showing us the protein bar.
He wastes so much money on just protein and powders, man. Eat you a sandwich.
Yeah, I saw you try to lift that barbell, Crowder. I don't know if you know your diet should be the way it is either, brother.
I don't waste money. I'm not playing spinach. No sports.
Guy's eating spinach, man. Right. He's getting his game back.
Yep. Chicken breast, spinach. We got a whole meal coming.
Let me give you a couple more of these receivers and then we'll move on. Who did Aronde want? Oh, by the way, a bunch of people texted me. Otis Taylor was the Chiefs receiver who Len Dawson used to throw to, because Aronde was like, who's the receiver for the Chiefs? It was Otis Taylor. Who did he ask for the Raiders? Was that
the Eagles? He wanted the Eagles. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Who do you think is the best receiver in Eagles history?
Whoever Donovan McNabb was throwing to.
DeSean Jackson. Or
DeSean Jackson.
You nailed it. Oh, yeah. DeSean or Jackson. T.O. Yeah. Just because of the two seasons that he was there.
How about Tampa? Who do you think is the best receiver in Tampa Bay Buccaneers history?
Mike Evans.
Easy. Evans.
Yeah.
Have you seen his, like, I guess we forget because Tampa Bay, other than the season they won the Super Bowl, like, they've kind of just been whatever. They've been good. They've been okay. Bro, he has, like, 10 straight seasons of 1,000 yards or something like that. Like, something that only five guys have ever done. I was watching a preview of the Buccaneers, and his stats are, like, sneaky Hall of Fame good.
He's going to the Hall of Fame. There's no question, right?
First ballot. They might let him in 3 years, and I'll wait for five.
How about the Steelers? What do you think of the best receiver in Steelers history?
Antonio Brown.
No.
It is not.
It's either Santonio Holmes, because of...
Hines Ward?
You are right, Jimmy. It's Hines Ward.
Hines Ward. Santonio Holmes, just based off that one Super Bowl winning catch in the back of the end zone against Arizona, he should have that title. Like, that's legendary. Maybe the greatest Super Bowl moment ever.
Look it up.
How about
Hines Ward was born with no ACLs.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
I didn't know either. I heard the story. Like, his body compensated for it, but he had no ACLs.
So they didn't even replace him? Like, he lives without ACLs?
He was a baby. You know, I go to Pittsburgh a lot. I heard the story.
No. That can't be right.
Look it up. Hines Ward ACLs.
Well, like, why the... Of all the ligaments, why the ACL? The ACL is crucial in the human body because we all play sports, or people who play sports. But, like, what like, why not the ligament, his UCL? Why not the ligament in his ankle? Why not the ligament in...
Well, what do you mean, why not?
Because...
Okay, here we go.
Like, why of all the ligaments in the body...
He tore his ACL.
Why would someone be born without a kidney? I mean...
It wasn't born without. He tore his ACL in the fourth grade.
Okay.
And the doctors only treated his fractured kneecap. And he just went on and his body adjusted to it and he had no ACL.
Hmm.
That's different than like not being born with
this is what the story ACL. I just looked it up. You just brought his name up. I was just in Pittsburgh 2 weeks ago. Somebody told me Hines never had an ACL and now I'm looking and he tore it when he was younger and they never replaced it and he just figured it out.
Imagine how good he would have been with a full ACL.
Nature will find a way.
Nature finds a way. Life finds a way. Have we ever given that to DBJ?
No, but we should.
Yeah.
Give him that. Life finds a way. We should do a whole Jeff Goldblum day. We're going to play DBJ calls this hour. Let's see if there's any more worth. How about the New York Giants? New York Giants, best wide receiver ever.
Plex. Old guy?
No. OBJ?
OBJ.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
OBJ was better than Plex.
It's because Plex shot himself in the leg. I mean, if not, who knows?
Man, Plex was a dog. He needed to put that gun somewhere better, but he was a dog on that field. Plex could go.
Look at that. Calvin Johnson, of course, Detroit, Arizona, Larry Fitzgerald. Yep. Indianapolis.
San Francisco.
Ooh, Marvin Harrison.
Right. The only other thought would be Reggie Wayne, maybe.
That would be it.
Yeah, Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, him and Peyton.
San Francisco is Jerry Rice, I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. Green Bay.
Freeman.
Who?
No.
I have his number in my phone.
Who would Aaron Rodgers throw to? Why am I forgetting Aaron Rodgers, like his wide receivers in Green Bay? Randall Cobb?
Oh, Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams.
Yeah, it's a lot of me and you together can figure this thing out.
That's right, yeah.
Let me give you a Miami football report. These are brought to you on WQAM by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. It was interesting yesterday on FanDuel, Crowder, the Dolphins became the favorites over Indianapolis. Not on the Hard Rock app, though. I'll give you a couple of little Dolphins potential wagers. So the line right now is this is on the Hard Rock app. Dolphins plus +1. Total for the game is 47. I'll give you some of the player props. You want to guess? Tua over under on passing yards. What do you think it's set at?
230.
255 and a half.
Under.
Passing touchdowns?
1.5.
1.5 at minus 125. Let's see here. Receiving over under on Tyreek receiving yards.
81.
Lonnie, you want to guess?
90.
71.5.
I go over.
They're daring you.
Yeah. They're lining me up for disappointment.
Jalen Waddle?
If Reek 70, Waddle got to be 60.
Nah, probably the same. 70, 69.
58.5.
Yeah.
Jeez.
How about Michael Pittman?
Oh, against the best corners in the history of the Dolphins.
You
six
know it.
Or seven? No, 75.
No, well, he's got Daniel Jones throwing to him, though. No, he can't be above Waddle. 57.5.
44 and a half.
Ooh. What's that under again? There's no receiver going over 100.
Devon Achane rushing yards.
Yeah, 60.
He hasn't played at all. I might go under, like 55 and a half?
57 and a half.
Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor?
Ooh, he'll be in the 60. 68.
No, I think he'll be more. One of the top picks in fantasy, 88 and a half, 90?
79 and a half.
Yeah. He's going to run that ball now.
Tua rushing over 2.5 yards, which I think is too high. I don't like that. 2.5 yards minus 125. Daniel Jones rushing yards.
9.
I would say the exact same thing. 8.5, 9.
25.5.
Oh, my God.
They're running for his life. Called panic yards. What's panic
yards?
What's
the under? What's the under on that, Hawk? Like minus 125 or something?
Under 25.5 is minus 135.
Yeah. I'd probably bet that, honestly. I mean, bro, our pass rush has to be the one thing that is good, like containing Daniel Jones from scrambling.
Yeah, but sometimes you take a bad angle. Like, you get there, but you overshoot him, and then he takes off, and there's no one there.
But yeah, but he's not Michael Vick. Like, somebody should be able to track this guy down.
Yeah. I'm with Solana under on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like the under you called on Notre Dame, huh, Crowder?
Bastard.
Yeah, I ain't know what they were going to do all that. It was wet.
And really, it went way over because the Hurricanes botched a field goal attempt. They should have won the game by 6 or had 6 more points, 3 more points.
Yeah, y'all acting like it was 49 and a half. They scored 51 points. Don't act like I just was
and
wrong.
And it really shouldn't have come close to going over. It shouldn't have. Miami should have been able to run the ball out and run the clock out. And Notre Dame never should have scored the 10 points. I had nice money line. I got a text from Danny Cannell like 30 minutes before the game started. And he told me he was pounding the Miami money line. I was like, okay, I'll tell you.
I think that's the wrong direction, but I got to watch a team before I bet too much on them. But then now everybody's seen them play. I think my little gambling's jaded.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
By the way, how'd you like a chance to have the Pro Bowl Miami football player Zach Sealer come visit an elementary school of your choice? It could happen. It's WQAM's MVP experience with Zach Sealer. He's on board to speak at a school. Just go to WQAM.com and enter an elementary school in Broward or Dade County, and you might get a visit from Zach Sealer. He'll speak to the students, take some pictures, give him a nice, fun, memorable day. For contest rules, you can go to WQAM.com. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
So, Hawk, you read the Pro Football Talk projections, rankings for the NFL. The Dolphins were ranked 29th. That in itself, just ridiculous in terms of how egregious they think the Dolphins or badly egregious they're going to be. I think I found a list. Joe Schatt tweeted it out.
I think that's the... I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah. I don't know where I was going with that either, man. Go ahead. I deserve that one.
Does your mind just yell, use a big word?
Crowder, yesterday I tried to say grandiose, and I really botched that one.
It was amazing. Like, really he goes, I don't think it's as grandiose as you make it out to be. And I'm like, what did you just say? But if you look at that word and you've never really used it, it almost looks like grandiose. So I'm like, what did you say? And he's like, grandois? I'm like, no, it's grandiose.
just you always got to get the big word, man. Trust me.
I like the big one, though. You know
so
what I mean?
Mike Florio believes the Dolphins will be egregious badly.
Dolphins are being disrespected, flat out. They're being disrespected. Even me, the biggest Dolphins detractor on the show and the biggest Tua detractor on the show would agree. 29th ranking overall in the NFL is ridiculous. How about this? Joe Schatt tweeted this out. He tweets, Sporting News ranks Tua Tagovailoa. He lists the ranking that they have him at, and he tweets out, what the hell is going on? And here's why. Tua is ranked, according to Sporting News, ladies and gentlemen, Vinny Iyer, Sporting News, as the 28th best quarterback in the NFL going into week one.
What are we doing?
The quarterback ranking is even worse than I could argue the other side of the Dolphins being in the low 20s because of the fact that they lost talent and they're just a 500 team before that. Tua being in the low 20s is embarrassing. Tua can spin that ball.
It's crazy.
Listen to the names ahead of Tua on this list. I mean Trevor Lawrence is 17, Drake May is 18. You've got Geno Smith at 22, Russell Wilson at 23, Justin Fields at 24, Bryce Young, probably criminally underrated as well on this list, number 25. J.J. McCarthy is 26. Michael Penix Jr. is 27, and Tua is 28.
You know what? Now with J.J. McCarthy and Michael Penix, they think they've seen all Tua can do. That has to be the answer. Like we've seen,
in fact, they think he's on the tail end, like the downside. I don't.
Which I disagree with it too. We've seen Tua at his best, and they're a 500 ball club. He's a 500 quarterback.
I am canceling my subscription to the Sporting News. I don't know about you fellas.
Damn, they got two puppies over him. That's crazy.
That's just rage bait, though, right? It has to be for Dolphins fans. Like, it genuinely, they know they've got us hook, line, and sinker, and they're just getting us every time in the comments because, bro, I mean, I'm not the biggest Tua Tagovailoa fan. I don't know if you guys know that, but to have him as one of the sixth worst quarterback in the NFL, I mean, that's like that. It doesn't make sense. It's stupid. Okay,
let me ask y'all a question because it just went through my mind. If Tua is what we think he is, then the team structure and McDaniel isn't that good because they haven't done anything. If Tua is, we're talking about Tua's a top 10 guy, then it must be the team, the defense, you know what I'm saying?
I believe one day we will look and say someone wasted some great years with Tua.
Flores screwed him.
Yeah, no doubt.
In the first couple. So
he would be somewhere else if he was able to play those first couple of seasons.
Yeah, but now McDaniel is a offensive guru, a genius young play caller.
Well, that's on Tua, though. You got to stay healthy. Because when he was healthy, he was putting up crazy numbers. So you can't put, like, 2023, Tua's putting up crazy numbers. He stayed healthy. Mike McDaniel can't help, you know, Tua if he's getting concussed.
But do you put high injury rate into somebody's ability to do their job? Because they can't do their job if they're hurt.
It's probably what's happening here. They're saying, hey, Tua, you've stayed healthy one season. Still lost a playoff game. But, I mean, you've got Dak Prescott at 13, Jordan Love at 14, CJ Stroud, Kyler Murray, Trevor Lawrence. Like, that's probably where Tua should be in that mix. But he goes
Would you rather have Kyler Murray or Tua right now?
No. Tua. You know, I'll be honest with you. I'll tell you when guys I take over Tua. Not Kyler Murray, I would not.
Yeah.
I think Tua's better than Kyler Murray, but
like Kyler Murray, I feel like I've seen the best out of him. I think Tua's still got plenty of upside. Kyler Murray, I kind of feel like, yeah, I've seen it.
And his aim's going to age like a banana because it's all athleticism. Tua can spin that thing for another 10 years. Kyler Murray in 2029, he's not going to be able to get at the pocket like he can now.
Somebody texts in, you morons were spot on with the U over under. Not.
Hey, man,
we're still doing that in 2025, but we're still doing that in 2025. Not.
That's probably an older individual.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, 2025, we're doing the, hey, you're great at this. Not.
What is it now? Solana knows. What? Cap.
Cap.
Yeah, you got to say. Yeah, y'all were dead on cap. Doesn't cap mean lie, right?
Cap is lie. No cap is true.
Okay. Solana's is cap.
Egregious. I'm in agree. This came out egregious.
All right, couple other notes here, gentlemen. The Hurricanes are ranked fifth in the nation in the latest AP poll.
Talk about it. Talk no about deserve. It.
I was wrong. If you didn't hear me earlier in the show, I was wrong.
They look good, man.
Who would you rather have at quarterback? The Gators quarterback or Carson Beck? I forgot his name for a second.
DJ Lagway
or Carson Beck?
Oh, that's actually a tough one because DJ's so young and more athletic, but Carson is more composed and proven.
He just looked so composed. That's the word, man. Just so composed. And should, by the way. What did he play? Four seasons in the SEC? Like, he should look composed.
He could be DJ Lagway's dad. He better be more composed.
Right.
But no, for a single season, man, I'd say Carson Beck. For the rest of the season, if I had to choose a quarterback, I'd say Beck.
And I don't think I would have said that till I watched the game Sunday night. I think if you had asked me Saturday, I would have said Lagway.
It was the opposite because my thing with Carson Beck was kind of like he throws high. He still throws high. Guys got to go up there and get it a lot. But he had a bunch of proven weapons at Georgia. And I'm like, those receivers were making him look good. Miami had no proven receivers. And then we found out Malachi Toney is damned Randy Moss in one game. And I'm like, oh, so he's making guys look good now. maybe he made some of those Georgia receivers look good. I was impressed by Carson Beck.
I was telling you yesterday, I said Malachi Toney, first player in college football history to have that kind of game and still be young enough to get the free cookies at Publix.
He's still going through puberty, man. He's 17.
Crazy. He could play for the U for the next four seasons and still not be of drinking age. That's wild.
If I see him out, I'm going to slide him a beer. I don't care what y'all say.
My guess is he won't play for the U for the next 4 years, by the way. That's my guess. Maybe two seasons and then...
Under. If it's four, it's an under.
What, do you have to play two seasons now or three seasons? And can you go to the NFL if you're 19?
Forget about going to the NFL. I mean, if you're the top receiver, one of the top receivers, you're going to bounce from team to team. You're going to get $5 million here. You're going to get $6 million there. You're going to get to the NFL. You're going to have $15 million in the bank.
Solana, Hawk hit it on the head. NFL eligibility is nothing. If he continues to play like that, there's going to be a team that offers him $10 million a year to come play for them.
Right, but I'm with you for next season. But the following, if you can get a guaranteed 20-something million because you're going to be a top 15 pick in the NFL, you don't turn that down. It's the same thing we were talking about. But Carson Beck fell precipitously in draft boards. He wasn't going to be a top 25 pick last year, Hawk. He wasn't. That's why he didn't go to the NFL.
But he would have been a top, that maybe first three rounds.
Right, but to compare Carson Beck going
I'm just telling you, guaranteed money. You're a third round pick, guaranteed money. Like, you're doing all right as a quarterback. Well, I don't know what he's getting, $4, 5, 6 million, but it would have been more with NFL guaranteed money.
I think the number was 8 is what we found out. But think about what Cam Ward got, 40 guaranteed, I believe, 40-ish guaranteed.
Yeah.
Like that, you can't compare that to going in the third round. No offense, Crowder. And what Crowder got,
offense at all. Hell, I got half a million. That man got 40 guaranteed. It's just truth. But he had one good game, so I think, you know, we might be
talking right. We got to slow our roll a little bit. The guy's 17 years old.
So if he becomes real, like
the next Randy Moss,
if he's Randy Moss by the end of the season, okay, I see you, Solana. But I'm going to tell you something. Who the hell they play? Oh, they play Bethune-Cookman, right? Yeah. USF and Florida are going to lean over by Malachi Toney a little more than Notre Dame was.
They get burned by Daniels.
And now Daniel's got to step. So it's going to be that. He's not going 92 touchdowns every game.
And who's that tight end? Lofton? What's his first name?
Yeah, Isaiah Lofton.
I don't think it's Isaiah.
No.
I like the confidence you said it with, but I don't think it's Isaiah Lofton. He's like Elijah or something.
Cap.
No, well, it was Elijah Arroyo last year, and I'm pretty sure it's Isaiah Lofton.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I saw Arroyo at one of the camps I went to. He a big old fella.
Elijah Lofton.
Thank you.
You're Elijah. Welcome. Or Isaiah. Whatever you want to call him.
And I said Elijah, and then he told me, no, you're thinking of Elijah Arroyo. Like, I mean, just wrong 7 times in one sequence.
Well, hold on a second. Crowder
called him Elijah.
Crowder was wrong about the under. And then for 6 months, all I heard about was this Jeremiah Love from Channing Crowder. Jeremiah Love. Jeremiah Love is sensational. Jeremiah Love, generational running back.
This one particular sequence where there was an actual right and wrong answer. And you said, with all the confidence in the world, Isaiah Lofton. I said, I don't think it's Isaiah. And you were like, yeah, well, I think it is. And I said, I think it's Elijah. And you said, no, you're thinking of Elijah Arroyo. But I wasn't thinking of Elijah Arroyo. I was thinking of Elijah Lofton, the guy you thought was named Isaiah.
I think you were thinking of Elijah Arroyo.
I was not.
So technically, I'm correct here.
No.
No cap.
Cap.
Technically, you had another egregious moment.
Cap.
Well, I think that'll about do it for my headlines here. My job is done for the day. Your weather, it's 90 degrees right now in South Florida. Egregiously hot. one might say.
There you go. That's actually well done. We're going to listen to the Don Bailey Jr. He did two calls on Sunday night, and we're going to play him for you in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Let's listen to what Don Bailey Jr. did Sunday night with Joe Zagacki on the call. We gave him several lines. He worked in two, and they were fantastic. Have you heard either of these, Crowder?
I saw Vic Bermudez's video of the big fat meatballs, but I haven't heard the other one.
So that was the Costco guys, of course, AJ and Big Justice. They, you know, had their song for a long time with the double chunk chocolate cookies, but they came out with a new banger just a few weeks ago called Big Fat Meatballs. And, you know, I love the Costco guys. AJ and I are close friends. We ran into each other. What's so funny? What? What? I don't understand.
You talked to him for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, close friends.
Oh my God, I saw him, you know, right here in downtown Boca, and I'll probably run into him again. And we shared a moment. He gave me his phone number. I got the digits.
That's impressive.
I got the digits. Well, one thing I can tell you back from 1987 when I landed in Coral Gables, I'll get that phone number.
Big AJ, there we go.
So here's what we gave Don Bailey Jr. This is the little stanza from Big Fat Meatballs.
Big Fat Meatballs, they're our favorite meal. Big Fat Meatballs made of pork, beef, and veal. Big Fat Meatballs for our daughter and son. Big Fat Meatballs for everyone.
Now, admittedly, we told him just do two of the lines. You don't have to do all four. We said you could just do Big Fat Meatballs. They're our favorite meal. Big Fat Meatballs made of pork, beef, and veal. Mm-hmm. And because I thought it was too long meatballs. For him. I thought it was
big
too long for him.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Egregious. When did he do this line, Solana? Was it on the Isaiah Lofton catch? Yeah. Okay. So here's what transpired in the game where we got to hear that line.
Second and goal just outside the five. Right hash mark. Handoff goes to Brown. Breaks one tackle. Spins it away from another. Three, two, one. He is.
Push it.
Touchdown, Miami. They push him into the end zone. Touchdown, Hurricanes. They pushed him into the end zone. Shamar Brown has his first touchdown as a Hurricane. It's a 12-play, 75-yard drive that consumes almost 8 minutes. And Miami leads Notre Dame 20-7.
Big Fat Meatballs, they're our favorite meal. Big Fat Meatballs made of pork, beef, and veal. Big Fat Meatballs for our daughter and son. Big Fat Meatballs for everyone. How about them meatballs, Notre Dame?
I could use a plate of meatballs right now.
Excellent, right?
That's good.
Very good. I love my favorite thing on the Canes broadcast is Joe does a brilliant job with play-by-play, and DBJ just yells out whatever he wants to yell out at any time during the call. I get such a kick out of it. He's just, push it! Push it! And Joe's just locked in doing his thing, and DBJ's just, that highlight we play all the time where he's like, bye now! Like DBJ had the end of the play before Josie had called it. I just love it. I think they're just both doing their thing. Push it. Push it. Joe's doing his thing. DBJ, push it.
It's cool because DBJ is calling it from like standing on the sideline as a player.
And
push it, push it, push it, push it.
The other line that he did was from Batman Forever?
No. The Dark Knight Rises.
That was close. Crowder is the one who brought this line up because he was talking about what?
The Notre Dame wanting to play nasty and yeah. And I'm like, the Canes don't want to get in the cave with them. They don't want to be in the dark like that. Let's stay on your side of the game. And I was proven wrong about this point as well.
So here is the line from the movie. From Bane.
Oh, you think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it.
That's a good
that
line.
Movie sounds terrible to me. I hate when they do these villains.
Watch that one. Watch whatever. I don't know if Solana knows.
Is that Christian Bale playing Bane?
Christian Bale was Batman.
Christian Bale is Batman.
Oh, Batman isn't Bane? I thought that was his alter ego.
Jesus Christ. So Batman fought himself. He fought himself.
Yeah, he's in a constant inner struggle with who he is, right? No, joking. Isn't that like it's a personality defect. Who played Bane?
Tom Hardy.
Nah,
big old fella.
Tom Hardy.
That sounds like a made-up name.
Okay.
I don't know who played Bane. He did a great job, though.
Did he, though?
Tom Hardy.
All he's doing is going, oh.
you know it's filmed when he has to walk and act and do things of that nature.
Right, but I'm saying, did he do a great job? Because Solana said he did a great job. Like, did he do a great job? If
he had a contraption a on his face.
He's wearing a muzzle on his face.
Yeah.
Well, take the muzzle off if it's affecting your speech.
He has to wear it to live.
Why?
He had like all day CPAP.
You're telling me this supervillain has sleep apnea?
He had wake apnea too. He was a bad man.
What kind of terrible movie is this?
What was wrong with Bane, Salam? I forget why he had to wear
it. Can be brought down by kryptonite, and Bane can be brought down by just going to sleep and stopping breathing.
Didn't they like mutilate his face? He saved I forget what her name was called in the movie, but he saved
Catwoman.
Her. And no, not Catwoman.
He had life apnea, but he was a bad man.
Harley Quinn.
Yeah, Harley Quinn.
He wasn't trying to be romantic. He had a health problem.
I can imagine that waiting room for all the auditions are like 12 people in there. Oh, we need you to pretend like you have sleep apnea during the day. Okay, I think it would sound like,
he was tortured as a kid. And the mask delivered a constant pain-relieving anesthetic gas to manage severe chronic pain because he was always in pain because he was tortured.
So what? He was wearing the Laramie Tunsil gas mask? That's the supervillain, Laramie Tunsil?
Because he always needed pain relief.
Here's Laramie Tunsil on draft night.
You were nearly born.
I can only imagine how badly I'm annoying the listeners, because just looking at Solana's face, he is livid.
It's one of the greatest villains in the history of superhero movies. Hockey is a 13-second clip.
The father. Oh. It sounds like Maury Povich to me.
But from the Penguin, from Danny DeVito to Bane?
Oh, my God. That guy was the best.
The Penguin.
Oswald Cobblepot.
Osborn Cobblepot is a better villain than Bane.
You're sounds crazy. Like a guy on Bane Family probably Feud, was the best. Steve Harvey was asking a question. The guy can't come up with an answer.
Top villain. Jim Carrey as the Riddler. He's
stop
better than Bane.
It, man.
He's
stop
better than
it.
Bane.
No.
Yes, Bane, I agree with you, Crowder.
Bane is way better than the stupid Penguin, Oswald Cobblepot, and he's definitely better than whatever other villain you just mentioned. The only person he's behind is in the movie before, which was the Joker. Like, that's the only villain that's been better than Bane. Ever.
What was that? That was the boy that died.
Yeah.
Oh, Heath Ledger. All right, let's hear what DBJ did Sunday night on the broadcast.
Moore throws it out right side, deflected in the air, still deflected in the air, intercepted by Bane. Bane's got it, he's off to the races, he's pushed out of bounds, off a deflection, it's Ruben Bane with the biggest defensive play of the night. Deflected in the air, and Bane returns it, and Miami has the ball.
You think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it and molded by it. Bane with the play.
Imagine caping up for the Costco guys and ripping Batman Nightwolf, whatever it's called.
Nightwolf. Who is Nightwolf?
Batman Nightwolf. All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is just around the corner. I just realized who it sounds. It's the guy, it's from Dateline, that guy I love from Dateline. And you thought you knew the end, but you didn't. Claire's mom was actually her aunt.
I hate you.
What's that guy's name? Keith Morrison. Bane was played by Keith Morrison from Dateline.
There's something wrong with you.
Cheetah Pompano, great spot. Don't bring your CPAP. I don't like that there, but
no matter. Bring your money. You get where CPAP. Bane would kill in Cheetah.
Tell your girl to talk to you like Bane.
Next up.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Shotgun snap, book. Looking to his right.
Got it. Bye now.
He's going to go all the way. He's at the 40, at the 30, near sideline, 20, 15, 10. Trajan Bandy takes it all the way home. It's a touchdown. Touchdown, Miami. 66 yards. They are going crazy at Horn Rock Stadium. Miami 26, Notre Dame nothing. It's a pick six.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.